That's Crisp and St. Peter's and a song called You Were On My Mind. And this is a lady who does be on my mind quite a bit as well, actually, if she doesn't mind me saying so. And I always look forward to her coming in. It's Grace Willens, Intercultural Coordinator with the Near Media Co-op. How are you, Grace?
Good to see you, Noam.
Okay, Culture Shots and the programme that you have. I mean, we great news from you last week that the programme was actually full and you'd gotten enough people. And you're in. So tell me where we are now.
Yeah, so we've got the whole group ready to go. Training kicks off next week. And we start on Friday, September 28th. We've got a great group coming in. So I'm just really excited for them to start. Mm-hmm. I've been doing kind of all the prep work to get everything in order for that training course because it'll be a bit shorter than past years. It's only going to be 4 weeks this time. That's where I'm at, just kind of getting everything organised for them coming in.
Okay. And I imagine that as well that for yourself, I mean, sometimes you're so run ragged, which is great for the people that you're getting involved. But each group you get in, I mean, it's not a formulated thing as such where you say, well, okay, well, not, some of it would be. But, I mean, it's not the sort of thing, well, okay, we're going to do this, this, this and this. They'd be trained, which is part of the formulation, of course.
Yeah.
But the subject matter changes with each group, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I try to give people whatever skills I can in whatever way they're ready to kind of receive that.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever they do with that is up to them. Training changes every time. For instance, with the second group of trainees, they got really close. And half the time I'd have a training plan that would go out the window because they started talking about an issue that was really interesting to them related to diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a trainer, sometimes you have to make those calls. Like, do I interrupt the discussion and bring it back to the training plan?
Mm-hmm.
Or can I let them run with this and then relate that back to whatever sort of the lesson plan mm-hmm. was? Because there are many ways in which to learn things or kind of give people the information. I try to be as flexible as I can. And I think it's worked out well. I mean, we're going into the fourth training course and we haven't had a single dropout yet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's finished and done really well. And as I was preparing the Culture Shots program to go out this Monday, I noticed that I had people from the first course, the second course and the third course saying, I have my program ready. Is it going out on Monday? And I had to say, no, I can only put out one. I had a bit of a dilemma. But at the same time, I was thinking, well, how wonderful that people we trained up over a year ago
mm-hmm.
are still making shows mm-hmm. and care about when they go out. And
amazingly, as you said there yourself, when you're doing the program itself, that nobody drops out. I think most people you would ask them to run programs, I mean, at least they'd have one or two.
Yeah.
And how many would you have on each program?
On each training course?
Yes, yeah.
Only eight people?
Well, that's eight. Yeah. But, and you've no drop since you started the four, doesn't it?
No dropouts, yeah.
It has to be a sign it's successful.
I think so. And we had, 90 people on the sort of like waiting list for this course. And I felt so bad turning people away, not being able to say there'll be another. But of course, there are always many ways to get involved. Dorothy runs induction trainings all the time, which people can get involved with.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us about Culture Shots this Monday, time and place.
Yeah, so the story behind this program is a little bit interesting. It's going out this Monday from 6:30 to 7 at our usual time, and it focuses on a project called Opening Power to Diversity. And this is basically a migrant political integration scheme which takes people who've moved to Ireland and pairs them with a TD. And they basically shadow this person to learn about the Irish political process and what TDs do on a daily basis. And this is run by the Cross Care Migrant Project. So after our first training course, we had this great guy called Evan Shirhu. And he's really interested in politics. He's really interested in journalism. So I got an email about this thing and I said, look, Evan, this is perfect for you. You love political interest stories. You mm-hmm. love being in the doll. And he went for it. And he was actually one of the first to get placed. And he was placed with Dublin North Central TD Maureen O'Sullivan.
Okay.
So we decided to go back and do an interview about this whole project, what it's about, but also to catch up with Evans and Maureen about what the experience was like for them working with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we had them both in studio a couple of weeks ago to do that interview. And it was interesting when we interviewed the project organizers because they said that when they were doing this project, they were actually stuck. No TDs said, yeah, sure, I'll take on a migrant.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. How compliant were they with that?
None of them. It was really hard, apparently, to get them to participate. And then Maureen O'Sullivan said, yes, I'll do it. And I want somebody who's, you know, not your typical migrant. They don't have to have, you know, a degree from Trinity College or anything else. Mm-hmm. I want somebody who's really representative of the migrant population. And she picked Evans. And once she decided to take someone on, all the other parties started going, oh, well, if Maureen's taking someone, we'll take a few. And all of a sudden it was like there, it was like a house of cards
falling.
Yeah,
I'll take a stalker.
Yeah. Everybody took on an intern from then. So it sounds like it was a brilliant experience for them both. And the interview is great. You expect to hear Maureen kind of dominating the interview as, you know, she's this really well-known political figure. But no, I mean, Evans has really interesting things to say about the experience and a great insight into this amazing project. So.
Yeah, because, I mean, it must be confusing in a ways for a lot of people. I mean, I was talking to a few people. Some of the people that you have on the courses are here quite a while, I imagine. Yeah. I'm only guessing now at that. From the few I've talked to, but I've talked to one or two people that have only come, which surprised me, in the past 2 years. I was talking to a chap from Poland who's only been here for 2 years, which he came after what they call the boom. So he came in the when the depression was really starting, if you want to call it that. So the way the budgets are going and things like the landscape are changing, the rules are changing. So it must be very confusing when people are going somewhere. But when I came here 6 months ago, oh yeah, but that's not there anymore.
Yeah, definitely. You
know what I mean? Even for Irish people, it's confusing, never mind for anyone else.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people who are coming over, I mean, on this course, we've had people who've been here for 12 years and people who've been here for 2 months. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though the number of people coming in is slowing down, a lot of people aren't leaving and some people are still coming. Now, whether they're coming because they're not aware of the economic crash or because they're here for something else is another story. So, yeah, I mean, I suppose these are confusing times and times of kind of fluctuation and a lot of things are changing. But some people like that. I personally really like that. I like that Ireland's a young country and that there's a lot up in the air right now because I think there's an opportunity to kind of take responsibility and be a part of really shaping the future of that. So I can imagine it appeals to other migrants similarly.
I don't know if I've said it to you before, Grace, but I get the feeling that you're learning a lot as well.
Yeah, from this course. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it's interesting. I had to do something else, like media related recently, and had to talk about another issue. And it was nothing like when I come in here and talk to you. Like, number one, I'm very comfortable with you. But number two, I've just done so much thinking and talking about migration and diversity and interculturalism over the past year and a half that I've just learned so much about it and feel quite confident talking about it from everything participants have shared with me and just the experiences of the course.
And I think as well, Grace, being from America and being here just a few years yourself, that I imagine you can empathise and understand to the extent you're saying, yeah, should that happen to me? Or I know how you're feeling exactly.
Yeah, it's funny being an American. In some ways, Irish people don't consider you to be a foreigner. And in other ways, you know, the truth is that I have only been here for 4 years and there's a lot I can relate to that many of the participants are experiencing. I mean, just there the other week we were having a production meeting and somebody raised a visa query and all of us in the room who were not Irish were like, oh yeah, I can sort that and you go to this office, you can talk to my friend Joe and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's also a natural part of the course.
Yeah, that's just something that we wouldn't have a clue about. That's what the point I was trying to make. Oh, okay, tell us again about what's the content of Culture Shots Monday, 6:30 to 7:00.
Yeah, so to learn all about that project, Opening Power to Diversity, especially if you're listening and you're a migrant and might be interested in interning at the Dáil, or if you're anybody interested in interning with a TD, anybody can apply to do it anytime. Listen in to the program. It's Monday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. right here on Near FM.
Okay. Okay, Grace, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. And that's Grace Wilentz, Intercultural Coordinator with the Near Media Co-op. Culture Shots, Monday, don't miss it, 6:30 to 7:00.